看一二三书。
We have been studying the first, second, third John.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习约翰三书。
Let's turn to third John today for study.
我们看约翰三书。
Let's look at third John.
第一节、第二节。
Verse 1 and 2. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth.Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
在这里，约翰说：“亲爱的弟兄啊。”
Here, John says that to the beloved brothers.
我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
I pray that you prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
这是一种祝福。
This is a blessing.
但是这个祝福要实现，需要人的努力加上神的帮助。
For this blessing to be realized, it requires the striving on man's part and also the grace from God's part.
比方说我们要身体健壮。
For example, if we want to be in good health.
提摩太前书说，操练身体益处还少。
And 1 Timothy says, training a body yields little benefit.
但是在敬虔上操练就凡事有益处。
But training godliness brings all sorts of good rewards.
所以这不是说操练身体就不好，它还有益处。
Doesn't mean that training in or exercising health is not good for us, but actually it has benefits just a little bit.
所以身体要健康需要运动。
And therefore, to have a healthy body, we do need to exercise.
我们在美国如果我们看统计数字，是所有先进国家里面大概是最不健康的一个国家。
Out of all the nations on this earth, America ranks lowest in one of the lowest in the health.
因为在所有先进的国家里面，美国是每一年度假最少的一个国家。
In civilized countries, America ranks as lowest in the number of people who take vacations.
为着在工作上能够不断的突破。
Because they want to continue to break through in their workplace.
一直在投入。
They continue to invest all their time and efforts into their jobs.
在年轻的时候一直投入工作。
And so while they are young, they continue to devote all their times to working.
到年纪大了，身体就发生问题。
And when they grow old, they find problems in their health.
然后就用所赚来的钱来疗养我们的身体。
And they use the money they have earned to treat all the diseases they have accumulated.
所以身体要健康，不是说要神保守，我们本身需要做应该做的本分。
And so in order to be healthy, we can't just rely on God's preservation. We also need to do our part.
那前面一句话说，凡事兴盛。
Here it says to prosper in all things.
如果我们看安息日，
if we look at the Sabbath day,
圣经怎么说？
What does the Bible say?
六日要劳碌做工。
Six days you shall labor and do all your work.
第七天才享安息。
The seventh day is Sabbath unto the Lord your God.
所以我们在非洲不是这样讲。
And this is not what we say in Africa.
不是强调安息日的安息。
We don't just emphasize the rest on the Sabbath day.
在非洲是强调前面的一句话，六日要做工。
In Africa, we emphasize to them, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work.
所以其实非洲不是土地不是是很肥沃的。
Actually, Africa has one of the richest lands of the world.
你可以看它椰子树可以长到三层楼、四层楼这么高。
You can see their coconut trees growing as much as 3-4 stories tall.
他们种那个 cassava， 然后这个。地鼠一种下去都 不必要施肥。
And when they plant cassava trees, they don't even need to fertilize it for it to grow.
然后时间到就取它的那个 root 和那个茎来磨粉，这就可以吃。
And when it's full grown, they can harvest the roots and ground it into powder to eat.
那为什么会穷？
But why would they be poor?
人不想工作。
Because they do not want to work.
所以凡事兴盛我们应该的本分就是六日劳碌做工。
And therefore we must do our part. 6 days we shall labor and do our work.
那加上神的祝福。
And then with the grace from God.
那这样可以就凡事兴盛。
Then everything shall prosper for us.
那正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
Just as your soul prospers.
但在这个三个里面如果做个比较，当然是灵魂兴盛最重要。
And all these things, what is the greatest prosperity for us that is most value would be the prospering of the soul.
那这三个都跟下面讲的有关系。
And these three prosperities has to do with what is said after that.
我们看第四节。
In verse 4 it says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth.
这里说我听见我的儿女按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这更大。这里讲这个儿女就是指着教会的信徒。
Here my children refers to the members of the true church.
因为在属灵上约翰好像是一个爸爸。
Because spiritually, John is like their father.
他对众信徒充满着爱。
He has great love toward the brethren in Christ.
在他的生活里面，他觉得教会这些信徒能够按真理来行，他最大的喜乐。
In life, he feels the greatest joy and satisfaction when he can hear that the members who are like his children can walk in the truth.
为什么？
Why does he feel this way?
我们来看几节圣经节。
Let's look at several verses for reference.
约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
第七节，第八节。
Verse 7 and 8. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it.For then you'll be made your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
有谁不愿意道路亨通，凡事顺利？
How many people do not want our ways to be prosperous and to have good success?
大家都愿意。
Everyone would like this blessing.
所以，大家都很认真，在工作上在拼，在奋斗。
That is why everyone strives so hard to toil and labor in their everyday living.
但是，还是很多忧虑。
But yet there are still many anxieties that press us in daily life.
那对一个信主人来讲。
But for a believer.
这里说你的道路可以亨通，凡事顺利，有一个秘诀。
That for our way to be prosperous and to have good success, there is a secret.
就是神的恩典。
Which is the grace from God.
那神的恩典怎么临到我们呢？
And how does the grace of God come upon us?
这里说摩西所吩咐你一切律法不可偏离左右。
Says to be careful to observe to do according to all the laws which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left.
不可偏了，就是说，照自己的意思哈，我要这样，我这样哈，走在神的道路上，神的话语上。
Do not turn from it means not to stray from the words of God or to go according to our own wishes or our own ways.
我们的价值观，我们做的决定，一些原则哈，这个优先顺序，这个不可以偏了，照神的话来。
So our sense of value, our decisions, everything should not stray from the will and command of God.
那第八节哈。
Verse 8.
要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行。
That we shall meditate on the word of the Lord day and night, that we may be careful to observe to do everything according to what is written.
这个两个关系很密切。
And so there is a close connection between these two things.
那挪亚那个时代人的心呢，所想都是恶。
During the generation of Noah, all their thoughts were evil and wicked.
再来，他们的行为都是恶的。
Then their conduct and deeds were all wicked in God's sight.
因为心的行为是从心出来的。
Because their deeds came from their evil heart.
那现在昼夜思想神的话，我们这个整个头脑都充满神的话。
But today, if we're able to meditate on the Word of God, to be filled with the Word of God in our hearts and minds,
我们的观念都用神真理来塑造。
That all of our concepts and values can be molded according to the Word of God.
我们对婚姻的观念
，the way that we view marriage，
钱财的观念
，the way we view riches，
家庭的观念
，the way we view families，
成功的观念
，the way we view success，
人生的观念
，the purpose of life，
都是用神的话来塑造的。
If we use the word of God to constrain and to change our views，
那我们的生活就自然在神的道里面。
Then our lives shall be led according to the ways of God naturally。
道与神同在，道就是神。
For the word is with God, and the Word is God.
所以当我们在想神的话，就是神在我们里面。
And so when we meditate on the words of God, that means God is within our hearts.
当我们在行神的道，就是神与我们同在。
When we walk into the Word of God, then that means God is abiding with us.
那这样啊，我们加上六日劳碌做工，就可以凡事兴盛。
And this added to our toil and labor for six days, then we shall find success and prosperity.
再加上我们灵魂也会兴盛。
In addition, our soul shall also prosper.
约瑟被卖到埃及。
When Joseph was sold as a slave to Egypt,
但是圣经说神与他同在。
The Bible records that God abided with him wherever he went.
所以他在 Potiphar 的家里面凡事顺利。
And so whatever he did in the household Potiphar was great success and prosperous.
在监牢也蒙恩。
Even when he went down to the jail, he was also prosperous.
这两个地点都不是他想要去的。
And those two places were places he was unwilling to go to by personal choice.
但是也不是他能够逃避的。
But it's not something that was within his control.
因为人的脚步是神在定的。
For God guides the steps of man.
但是即使走到这个程度。
But when he has reached those steps,
神还是与他同在。
God continually abided with him.
他还是凡事兴盛。
And so no matter what he did or where he was, he continued to prosper in the Lord.
他还是灵魂兴盛。
And his soul also prospered.
所以谨守遵行神的话，这个是非常非常重要。
Therefore, to keep, observe, and meditate on the Word of God is very, very important.
会让我们蒙福、蒙恩典。
So that we can receive grace and blessings and to be greatly prosperous.
我们看箴言的23章23节。
Let's look at Proverbs 23:23.
箴言23章23节。
Proverbs 23:23. Buy the truth and do not sell it.Also wisdom and instruction and understanding.
这个23节说你要买真理就是智慧。
So here it says to buy the truth and that is wisdom.
这个太重要了，真理就是智慧。
This is so important. Truth is wisdom.
所以有时候我们在世界上可能头脑不是很聪明。
So many times in this world, we may not be that smart or clever.
我们书可能读得也很普通。
Maybe we are just ordinarily educated, nothing outstanding.
但是我们可以活出一个非常蒙福的人生。
Yet we can live a very blessed life.
恩典充满的人生。
So that our blessings in our cup overflows.
如果我们有智慧的话。
And today, if we have the wisdom.
那智慧从哪里来？
Then we shall prosper. And where does wisdom come from?
你要买真理就得智慧。
That if we actually buy the truth, then we shall gain this wisdom.
真理在哪里？
And where is this truth?
就是圣经的话。
And that is the words of the Bible.
所以我们仔细学习圣经的话。
So if we take the time to carefully study the words of God in this Bible,
我们眼睛就可以明亮。
And our eyes shall be brightened.
对事情就有判断力。
We'll be enlightened so we can have the right and correct decisions
就不会受迷惑
in life and will not be deceived.
就可以走在正道上
Then we shall walk in the correct path of the Lord.
就可以蒙神喜悦
Then we shall please the Lord in all we do.
得神同在
And so we shall gain the abundance of God.
蒙神祝福
And be fully blessed.
所以这个真理真的是非常非常重要
And that is why truth is so precious and important to our lives today.
它就是智慧的来源
Truth is the source and fountainhead of all wisdom.
所以我们看到我们自己的子女很认真在查考神的话，很认真在行神的道，我们没有比这个更大的安慰。
And so today, if we can see our children carefully, diligently studying the Word of God and walking in the truth, there will be no greater joy as parents.
我们知道他的人生绝对不会虚空。
We know that their lives will never be empty.
因为有神的智慧在他里面。
Because God's wisdom is within them.
这是让父母得到最大安慰的地方。
And this is the greatest assurance and comfort to parents.
看我的儿女照真理行，喜乐就没有比这更大。
That I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth.
我们看第二章约翰二书第二章的第九节。
Let's look at Second John.
请读。
第二章。
约翰二书第九节。约翰二书
第九节 OK Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son.
这里说常遵守这个教训就有父又有子。
Those who abide in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son.
那这个到底是什么意思？
What does this mean?
哦，为什么有父又有子这么重要？
Why is it so important to have both the Father and the Son?
好，我们回来看约翰一书的第五章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
11节跟12节。
Verse 11 and 12. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
好，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Today, if we do not have the Son of God, we do not have life within us.
有神的儿子就有生命。
If we have the Son of God, then we do have life.
那怎么有神的儿子？
How can we have the Son of God within?
常守着这个教训，就有父又有子。
If we continue to keep the words of God in our life, then we shall have the Son and God.
父就是神，子就是主耶稣。
The Father and the Son. Father refers to God and Son refers to Jesus Christ.
所以我们常常追求神的道这样去行，最后的好处就是得永生。
And if we continually pursue truth and try to keep the truth, then we shall receive eternal life.
那这就是人生的集中追求。
And this is the ultimate pursuit and meaning of our life.
所以父亲看到孩子这么认真在追求真理，在行真理，这个当然是一个非常大的安慰。
Therefore, a father will take great joy in seeing that their children is pursuing after the truth of God.
因为这里面有永生。
For in it, we find eternal life.
人生有一个活泼的盼望。
So our lives will be filled with vibrant hope.
所以心存真理，按真理而行，这是父亲的满足跟喜乐。
To seek the truth and to hold it dearly to our lives and to keep it is causes great joy to our fathers.
好，我们再看第二章，约翰二书第二章十二节。
Let's then turn to 2 John verse 2.
十二节。
Verse 12. Having many things to write to you, I do not wish to do so with paper and ink, but I have hope to come to you and speak face to face that our joy may be full.
这里说我有很多事要写给你们。
I have many things to write to you.
但是不愿用纸墨写出来。
I do not wish to do so with paper and ink.
不管怎么样写我们那个表达还是有限的。
No matter how much we write, it's limited in being able to express everything we want to convey.
但是盼望到你们那里与你们当面谈论使你们的喜乐可以满足。
But I hope to come to you and speak face to face that our joy may be full.
这是神的话是我们内心的一种满足。
The word of God is an inner satisfaction to our soul.
所以在第一章里面提到团契会让我们得到喜乐。
That is why in 1 John chapter 1 says fellowship shall bring us joy in Christ.
那团契一个很重要的内容就是真理的交通。
And fellowship depends on the communion of truth.
我们从圣经所领受对真理的感受跟亮光彼此来分享。
We receive what we have been shown by the Lord and the word of God, and we use those experiences and inspirations to share with one another.
有时候我们在关心日常的生活，这是必须要的。
Sometimes we may care for each other's daily needs.
但是日常生活有时候遇到很多问题。
But many times we find many challenges to members' daily needs.
这个问题却让人不晓得怎么办。
And it stumbles us and makes us not know what to do.
那这个圣经要解开，就是要让我们看到亮光，我们要怎么从根本来解决我们的问题。
Now the Bible is there to shine a light into our problems so we know how we shall resolve every problem we face.
因为人是神造的。
Because man has been created by God.
这个圣经就是神给我们的手册。
And this Bible is a manual for us to follow as humans.
所以我们如果能够读得懂，每一个问题里面都可以找到答案。
If we can read and understand the Bible, we shall find answers to every problems we face.
所以当面谈论，我们看到我们的问题，又看到亮光，我们就觉得很喜乐。
And so when we see a problem, but yet find solutions in the Bible, we also become joyful.
两个门徒要离开以马处事。
When the two disciples were about to leave Emmaus.
啊，因为信心开始冷淡了。
Because their faith started.
往以马处事去了，离开耶路撒冷。
They wanted to leave Jerusalem to go to Emmaus. Their faith was in a downfall.
怎么把他带回来呢？
So how did Jesus revive their faith?
哦，第一个跟他同行。
Firstly, Lord Jesus walked with them.
所以对一个软弱的人来讲，你一直打电话说要回来教会，打多了他不接电话。
And therefore, to a weak person, if you keep calling them to tell them to come back to church, it will cause them to break away from you.
因为对他来讲是一个压力。
Because for them, it is a pressure.
但是如果他的心重新火热起来。
But if this person's heart can be rekindled with the fire of God,
信心重新建立起来。
So that their faith can be reestablished.
他自己会回来。
They will come back again.
所以主耶稣跟他同行，主耶稣没有叫他回来。
And so when Lord Jesus walked with them, Lord Jesus did not tell them to turn back.
但是他们走到以马处是大概两三个钟头的路，走路的路程。
On their way of 2 or 3 hour journey, they continued to converse.
那一天晚上他自己回来，马上回来。
About the word of God, and naturally they automatically wanted to return back to God.
为什么？
That very night, why did they do that?
第一个，主耶稣跟他讲话。
Because Lord Jesus spoke to them.
那第二个。
Secondly,
他们认出主耶稣。
They recognized who Lord Jesus really was.
原来那跟我们一起走的就是那个复活的主耶稣，他还活着。
They finally recognized that the person that was walking with them all along was the risen Lord.
然后他就回想。他刚刚跟我们讲话的时候，我们在心里不是一直火热起来吗？
And thinking back, they said, when he was talking with us, was not our heart burning inside?
真的，我们对真理的感受加上圣灵的充满，那个感受是有生命力的。
And so when we have the inspiration from the word of God, and then the filling of the Holy Spirit, it causes great strength and power in our faith.
那个感受本身是有一种属灵的能量，是有热气在里面。
And this has a great degree of heat that is able to rekindle our hearts.
让人听了以后，信心再火热起来。
Bring us a fire so that we can revive our faith once again, gain strength.
所以我们一生在谈论很多事情能够谈论对神的一种新的认识、新的感受，这是一个极大的满足。
So in our discussions, if we are able to share with each other what we have received in inspiration from the Lord, this is great satisfaction and joy.
我们人生所有的体验没有一个体验会超过我们对神的体验。
In all our human experiences, there's no experience that is greater than our experience of God.
在祷告中的体验，
our prayer experience, when we experience the fullness of Holy Spirit,
这么靠近神，
and when we feel that we're so close to God,
有的甚至会唱灵歌，
some may even sing spiritual songs,
好像已经进到第三层天，跟神在讲话。
When they have entered in as if into the third heaven, that they're talking to God face to face.
没有一个世界体验能够超过这个。
There's not one experience this world can surpass this amazing experience.
所以为什么听见孩子按真理而行，我们就觉得很喜乐。
And that is why when we have no greater joy than to hear the children are walking in truth.
因为这实在是人生的根本。
Because this is a fundamental basis for a prosperous life.
如果抓住了根本，我们其他都不需要忧虑。
If we have firm foundation held onto the roots, we will have no stray.
那在约翰一书约翰三书里面还有一句话值得我们来思考。
In 3 John, there's also another word for us to meditate.
我们来看约翰三书。
Let's look at 3 John.
第五节，第六节。
Verse 5 and 6. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers who have borne witness of your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well.
这里在提到向客旅之弟兄所行的。
Here it says, the faithful deeds you have done for brethren and for strangers.
我们如果这样第一次看，就是表示接待的工作。
Initially, it seems like it's referring to the holy work of hospitality.
因为是向客旅之弟兄所行的。
Because we are entertaining brethren or strangers.
但是如果我们再看深一点。
But if we look at this verse more deeply.
我们再看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6. Whom have borne witness of your love before the church, if you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well.
第七节。
Verse 7, because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles.
这个地方说他们是为的主名出外，对外邦一无所取。第八节。
And verse 8.
所以我们应当要接待这样的人，叫他们与我们一同为真理来做工。
Verse 8, we therefore ought to receive such that we may become fellow workers for the truth.
所以我们额外教会，因为我们这个地方比较大，有很多机会来办一些讲习会、一些活动。
So since we have a very big facility here in Irvine Church, we have many opportunities to host events.
这是神给我们的恩典。
Of the church, and this is a blessing, grace of God.
那恩典就是责任。
And blessing comes with the responsibility.
那这一些活动办的会让我们信徒的信仰得造就。
And these events shall also lift up the spirituality of our members.
我看我们每一次办都很多信徒来旁听。
I see that many times we have events, a lot of our members will come and listen.
他们忙没有办法全时间，但是有空就来听，这样也很好。
They may not be able to attend full time, but whatever time they have, they'll come and listen in.
但是有一个恩典，就是大家有机会来侍奉。
And another blessing that we have in receiving others is that we can serve others.
所以有的教会一直要求啊，能不能 NYT 到我们那里办，什么到我们那里办，因为它太小了，没有办法办。
And though many churches may request to have NYTS held in their locations for other seminars, they do not have this grace because their location is not big enough.
但是如果我们把这个看作是一般的工作，当然就很烦了。为什么跑到我们这里来？
If we treat these opportunities to serve as just ordinary events, then we will become tired.
但是如果我们把它看作这个是在追求信仰的进步，在栽培我们的下一代。
But we see these as precious opportunities to train up our next generation and to grow closer to God. We will treasure them.
那我们用爱心来接待他们。
And we use love to receive others.
那我们是有福气的。
Then we shall have great fortune, blessing from God.
那在第六节
Verse 6.
说在教会面前证明你的爱，你若配得过神这里有一句话叫配得过神。
Here is speaks of a phrase in a manner worthy of God.
Worthy 英文叫 worthy， 中文翻作配得。
Worthy of God.
圣经这句话出现了好多次。
This word of worthy appears many times in the Bible.
那要了解这句话，一个最实际的例子就是但以理书这个伯沙撒王。
So, to illustrate or understand the definition of worthy according to God, we can look to the story of Belshazzar in the book of Daniel.
有一次他用圣殿的器皿在那里宴客。
One time he was using the holy vessels of the temple of the Lord to entertain his guests.
我们知道一个国王在宴客，这个是一个国家的宴会是非常隆重的。
We see that when a king is entertaining his guests, these are sumptuous feasts and events that's important to the politics of the kingdom.
那被请去的人是极大的尊荣。
And those who have been invited to attend these feasts are really honored.
因为这主人是国王。
Because the host is the king himself.
但忽然间，这手指头在墙壁写字。
But all of a sudden, a human hand appeared and wrote on the wall.
他也看不懂。
He couldn't understand what was written.
一看了，只有一个手指头，他双脚相碰，怕得要命。
And when he saw that finger, he was so fearful that his knees started to knock together.
结果但以理替他解释，在神的天平衬出你的亏欠。
And Daniel explained to him the writing that was on the wall, which means that he has been weighed on the heavenly scales and he has been found wanting.
神有一个天平。
For the Lord has a heavenly scale.
一边放神给我们的恩典。
On one side of the scale, he has weighed the grace he has given to us.
另一边放我们的生活。
And the other side of the scale, he has weighed what we have done in our lives.
那什么叫做配得过？
And what does it mean to be worthy?
就是神的恩典跟我们的生活刚好放上去，刚好是平衡。
Which, to explain means that when we put on this heavenly scale, what grace he has given us versus what we have done to live for him, as if it is balanced, that means we are worthy.
什么叫配不过？
What does it mean that we are unworthy?
就是神给我们的恩典跟我们的生活差太多了。
on one side, the scale is tipped far higher than what we have given to God in comparison to what He has given us.
如果一个王子去过乞丐的生活，这个当然是不配他的身份。
For example, if a prince were to live a pauper's life, of course this does not befit a king.
那我们是神的王子。
And today we are the prince of God.
但是我们的生活如果跟乞丐一样。
But if our lives are lives of poverty.
就是说跟世俗人那个不洁净的是一样。
That means we are stained with the sins of this world. We are no different from the worldly wickedness.
那就配不过神了。
Then we are not worthy of God.
所以这个句话非常重要，每一个人要在神的天平上来量。
And therefore, this is a very important word to remind us that we need to find to be found worthy before God.
那圣经里面有提到好多这一个字，至少有提过十次以上。
The Bible has used this word at least 10 times.
我们就来看几个内容。
Let's look at several examples.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第九节
Verse 9 and,
第十节
and 10. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing the knowledge of God.
这第十节说，你们行事为人，对得其主，因为 worthy 就是跟神能够同等的价值。
That means you may work worthy of the Lord, meaning that we are equal to what the Lord expects of us.
那怎么做?
And how can we do that?
要求神给我们属灵的智慧。
We need to ask God for spiritual wisdom to walk wisely.
满心知道神的旨意。
So that we can be filled with wisdom to know how to act in pleasing to Him.
那这样我们所做的就得到神的喜欢。
Then everything that we do shall gain the pleasure of the Lord.
那我们的生活就配得过神。
And then our lives shall be worthy of the Lord.
所以确实我们的信仰有很多可以追求。
And so there's many aspects of our faith for our room for growth.
一直追求到我们所做所说的一切都知道这是神要我做的。
So that everything we do or say is in accordance that we know fully that we are following the will of God.
那我们配得过神，神喜欢我们。
And so if we are worthy of God and God is pleased with us,
那神喜欢我们，很多事情就好办了。
Then many things in this life shall be easily handled.
因为他是主人，他是主宰啊。
Because He is the eternal and great God.
我们再看以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
这个地方说，劝你们蒙召行事为人，就与蒙召的恩相称。
Here it states to beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
这个也是用 worthy, 配得过这一次来形容。
He uses the word worthy to explain the relationship of our pursuit.
所以我们常常要求神是给我们智慧。
And so we need to often ask God for this wisdom.
过得一个生活在神看起来是有价值的。
To live a life that has value before the sight of God.
既然配得过就是表示有重量、有分量、有价值。
If we live a worthy life, that means we have weight on the scales of God and that we have substance before the Lord.
甚至死也可以是很有价值的。
And even our death shall be valuable as saints in the sight of God.
主看圣民之死极其宝贵。
That is why the Bible says the death of saints is very precious in the sight of the Lord.
这是神宝贵的。
And because it is so precious in His sight.
这是我们值得我们追求的。
These are the things we shall seek for.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
Let's look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
这是在提到我们祷告的一个内容。
Here it speaks about the content of our prayers.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
2 Thessalonians
第一章。
Chapter 1.
21节12节。
Verse 11 and 12. Therefore we also pray always for you that our God who count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里保罗为帖撒罗尼迦教会祷告。
Here Paul was interceding for the church in Thessalonica.
愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召。
May our God count you worthy of this calling.
然后，用他的大能成就你们所羡慕的良善。
Fulfill all good pleasure of his goodness in the work of faith with power.
还有信心所做的功夫。然后，主耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀。
That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you.
你们也在他身上得荣耀。
And you in him.
所以我们是可以看到保罗在为信徒代祷。
We see how Paul intercedes for fellow believers.
在他的书信里面都是不断为他们的灵性一直要成长在祷告。
That Paul continues to pray for advances in their spirituality of the members.
那我们再回来看约翰三书。
Turning back to John chapter 3.
约翰三书。
3 John.
十一节。
Verse 11.Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, and he who does evil has not seen God.
我们在这个世界上，如果没有影响别人，就被人影响。
In this world, we're either influenced by others or we influence others.
或者两个都有。
Or else we do both.
但这个地方说，不要效法恶。
But here it reminds us not to imitate what is evil.
不好的不要去效法模仿。
So those things that are not good or corrupted, we should not imitate.
但是要效法善。
But we should imitate what is good.
为什么？
Why?
行善的属乎神。
Because he who does what is good is of God.
行恶的未曾见过神。
He who does evil has not seen God.
那这个效法善，或者说效法神。
So to imitate what is good of God,
第一个就是我们需要有分辨能力，什么叫做善。
In order to imitate the good of God, we need to firstly be able to discern what is good.
那需要一个标准。
So there requires a standard.
这个就是我们对神的认识。
And that standard comes from our understanding, knowing of God.
不认识神啊，善恶分不清。
If we do not know God, then we cannot discern evil from good.
你看保罗去逼迫基督徒，他觉得这是很好了。
And so when Paul was persecuting Christians, he thought he was doing the best thing possible.
等他认识了主耶稣以后
，But when he came to know Christ,
他才知道他是罪魁。
Then he realized that he was the chief sinners.
所以认识神增加了我们善恶就分辨得清楚。
And therefore, the more we know Christ, the more we can discern good from evil.
这是第一步。
And that's the first step.
第二步。
Second step.
效法就是不断地提升自己到我们所认识那个标准。
Imitate, indicates a progression or journey in our degree of learning.
那就要求神帮助，要不断地祷告。
We need to continually strive to learn from God, and that requires asking the Lord for help.
那使我们变成一个越来越蒙神悦纳的一个人。
So that we can become more and more pleasing in the sight of God.
唱诗。
Sing hymn.
400首。
400.